Okay, let's begin our discussion of the Chag of Sukkos. We always start off with Parshas, but it is the Chag of Sukkos. Actually, this week's Parsha is Parshas Zos Avracha. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it works out that Simchas Torah is on Shabbos, next Shabbos, but this week we will have Sukkos, and we don't always get to have a shiur in Yoni Sukkah. The first day is usually a busy, but this year we have a Zoom shiur pre-Sukkos to try to get us into the mood of the holiday. So again, some of the thoughts we have here will be thoughts we've mentioned in various contexts, but now we get to see it inside and learn it together. I saw this afternoon on Tamara's Daf, the Meiri says that the way that one should teach Torah is by sharing marmakomos during the shiur and before the shiur. He says before the shiur, so one can prepare, but at least a bechina of that is during the shiur, so we can learn together these sources relating to the ideas of the mitzvah of yeshiva basukka. That's what we're going to get into. So we'll start off with a thought that almost every shiur yeshiva basukka has to start off with, and that of course is the chiddush of the Bach on the comment of the Torah at the beginning of the Sukkah, but then hopefully we'll expand upon it. But according to some poskim, this thought is li'ikuva, and therefore it behooves us every single year to review it. The Torah tells us at the beginning of the Sukkah in Taf Reish Chafhei, Basukas Teshu Shivas Yamim Laman Yedu Daroseichem Ki Basukos Oshafti Es Bnei Yisrael. Basukas sit in Sukkah 7 days Laman Yedu Daroseichem, so that for generations you shall know that I placed you. Basukos Hoshafti Es Bnei Yisrael Botzios Am Eretz Mitzrayim, when I took them out of Egypt. Tala Hakasav Mitzvah Sukkah Biyetzias Mitzrayim, says the Torah. The Torah made dependent the mitzvah of Sukkah to Yitzias Mitzrayim. V'chein harbe mitzvos, and so too many mitzvos, as the Ramban emphasized at the beginning of Parshas Bo. Hopefully we'll touch on part of that Ramban at the end of the shiur. L'fishu davar shera'inu be'einenu, u'ba'azneinu shamanu. We saw it with our eyes, we heard it with our ears. Ve'ein adam yachol achishenu. Nobody can deny it, right? It's been pointed out that our religion is the only religion, that the religion started in public. It wasn't that there was one person that had a vision, that spoke to God, and we trust that one person. No, our religion started in public. The amazing events that made our nation were in public. Maimon Har Sinai, Kriyas Yamsuf, Yetzias Mitzrayim. You can't make up a story. Millions of people can't make up a story. Haraya, that this is the truth. You can't argue. V'hiya moral amitos mitzias habor yisala. And this, Yitzias Mitzrayim, reflects the truth of the reality of the existence of God. Shubara hakoler sono, that he created everything according to his ratzon. V'asher lo hakoch v'mamshala v'yicholes. He can do whatever he wants. V'alyonu v'atachtonim la'asos panker sono. This is paraphrasing the Ramban. V'ein mi sheyomer lo matase. Nobody can tell Hashem what to do. Kasher asa imano botiyo v'sarim. Yitzias Mitzrayim, as he took us out. And here we get to Sukkos. Va'sukkos she'omer hakasev shoshivanu bahem. The Sukkos that Hashem, the Pasuk tells us that He placed us in, heim ananei kvodo. They are the clouds of glory, the ananei hakavod, shehikifan bahem leval yakahem sharav hashemesh. That Hashem surrounded us with these clouds of glory. V'dugma lazeh, we can't make a cloud. So what do? The next closest thing, we surround ourselves with something physical. But when we sit in the sukkah, says the Torah, we should think about the clouds that surrounded us from all sides. V'dugma lazet tzivanu laso sukkos, k'dei shenizkor nifla'osa v'dara osav, so that we remember the amazing things that Hashem did for us. V'yafalpi, we'll get back to this, but let's just read it now because we're here. V'yafalpi sheyatzanu mimitzrayim b'chodesh nisan, even though, if this is kesh kashur to Yitzias Mitzrayim, shouldn't this be done in Nisan? Lo tzivan alaso sukkah b'osozman. We don't have sukkahs in Pesach, not only because we don't want to double dip. We don't have sukkahs in Pesach at the same time. But another reason, lefishu yimos hakayetz, v'dera kolad maso sukkah letzel. Because Pesach, it's the springtime. Everybody's going outside, buying outdoor furniture, building things outside. So it wouldn't be nikar that our mitzvah of sukkah was l'shem shamayim. That's why it was pushed off to Chodesh Hashvi, Shuzman HaGshamim, the rainy season. So everybody's going inside, especially not only in Eretz Yisrael where the rainy season starts, but it's getting colder. We dafka go outside. So it's Nikar. Beautiful tour. You can't go into Sukkot without learning this tour. What's controversial is not what the tour says, but that the tour says it. The tour is not a sefer machshava, even for the Rishonim. He's not a sefer of philosophy. He's not a sefer of Tamei HaMitzvos. And yet here he waxes poetic, talking about, you know, what Sukkah is all about. Asks the Bach. The Bais Chadash, right? Why is the Bach called the Bach? Because it's commentary on the tour, right? The Beis Yosef, that was one house, the house of Yosef, and the Bach wrote the Bais Chadash, the new house. The Bais Chadash of Yol Circus wrote his commentary on the tour, and he says, I don't understand what the tour is talking about. We have a tour's commentary a la Torah. Okay, that's where he talks about Machshava. But here, Ika l'meidach, v'divrei Rabbeinu, asked the Bach. Source number two. She'ein zeh midarko b'chiburo zeh, levara kavana l'shum mikro shebatorah. It is not the derech of the tour to explain reasons for mitzvos. Ki lo barak lifsok horah. Tell us what the halacha is. That's the horah that the tour says. O laharos minog. Or to tell us, explain a minog. Right? He was the one that created the four tour and the four pillars of halacha. He gets the credit. Upo herech levar v'lidosh hamikra. And here he talks poetic and machshava on the akavid. It's beautiful. But it's the tour. So what's it doing here? So says the Bach, the Yisod Gadol, again, much quoted by the later achronim of the past 500 years, 400 years. The year of Lilomar Bazet. Shesover. What is the tour saying by telling us the machshava behind Sukkos? Tekiva dechsev l'man yedu. Lokiem ha-mitzvah kitikuna, im lo yada kavanas ha-mitzvah kasukah kvi pashta. The Torah tells us, sit in the sukkah, lema'an, yedu dorasechem. So that you remember what Hashem did. The Torah itself goes out of its way to tell us, sit in the sukkah and think about this. This is called, according to the Bach, one of the three lema'an mitzvos. Where the Torah itself tells us, do this mitzvah so that you remember, so that you think about, then those kavanas are ma'akev. Because that kavan is part of the definition of the mitzvah. That's not just a machshava thought after. The mitzvah is supposed to bring me to think about. No, this is part and parcel of the definition of the mitzvah. That's the pshat of the pasuk. And that's what the Torah tells us, because this isn't machshava. This is halacha, to have kavanah. If we sit in the sukkah and we don't think about what the sukkah is supposed to remind us, then we're lacking in the mitzvah itself. V'lachem bir l'fi apshat, d'ikr kavanah b'yeshivas ha-sukkah she'yizkor yitzies mitzrayim, v'zeh atam, and this is one of the mala mitzvos. And he says there are two other tours where we find the same thing. Hilchasitzes, simen ches, v'yachavein bis'atfo she'tzivanu ha-makkah, we'd have kavanah b'yitzies. Why? Laman tizkru v'asisim as kol mitzvosai. There's that word again, lama'an. V'chein b'ilchas tefillin. And also in ilchas tefillin. Simin chavei v'yachavin ba'nachasam. There's a hidden imuchan that some say. Shetzivanu amakom laniach. U'ma shaloasakim b'shar halachos. He doesn't do this by other mitzvos. Ki lo kasav sheyachavin shum kavana b'asiyas ha-mitzvah. Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, ain't Tzrichas Kavana, but even if we say Tzrichas Kavana, it's not part and parcel of the mitzvah. That Kavana, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavana, just means a general Kavana. Have Kavana that you're doing Mitzvah Hashem. It's not specific to the mitzvah itself. Here it's specific to the mitzvah itself to do it with this Kavana. Laman Tizkru, Tfilin, Laman Tiyataros Hashem Beficha. And therefore, by Sukkah, says the Bach, we have to have this Kavana. According to the Bach, this Kavana is crucial. And according to some Achronim, it's Ma'akev. If we look in the Aruch Laner's commentary, the Aruch Laner's first Sefer, the Aruch Laner is his most famous Sefer, his commentary on a number of Masechtos. But he has a number of other Svarim out. The Bikura Yaakov is his Sefer on Masechta Sukkah and Hilcha Sukkah. It was his first Sefer. That's why he's called Bikurim. The Bikura Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Ettlinger's first Sefer. So there he quotes this Bach and says it is Li'ikuva against the Prima Gadim. The Prima Gadim says it's a great idea to do the Bach, but just in case you didn't, it's okay. It's okay. Abba B'dievad, line 3. He's quoting here the Prima Gadim. Yatza, Kishlo Kivin Rak Latzeis. It's a Tzrichas Kavana Latzeis Dafka. Fine. Says the Bikur Yaakov, and with an unbelievable comparison, I beg to differ. I think this is more liikuva. Ulanias daiti ein zaraya. Don't bring me a raya from the general. Mitzvot srichas kavana sugya. Dizedafka bishar mitzvos. Shlot sivsa hatorah kavana pratis bahem. By general mitzvot, as we just described. Srichas kavana, ein srichas kavana. It might not be ma'akev. Shit avo besuka. Shit sivu yakosuv shiachavin kain. Laman yedu kamoshakosuv abach. The Bach says the Torah says it. If I don't do it, then I didn't do the mitzvah. Sitting in a sukkah without thinking about Laman Yedu Dor Rasechem Ki Vasukos Oshavti, I didn't do the mitzvah. It's not just a Maisa mitzvah. Yishlomer Dafilu B'Di'evin Lo Yatsa. And look at what he quotes. The comparison that he quotes, just like we say in Psachim, Kol Shelo Amar Gimel Dvarim Elu B'Pesach Lo Yatsa Yidei Chovaso. Rabbi Gamliel, whoever doesn't say these three things on Pesach, you're not Yotzei. What do you mean you're not Yotzi? You did so many things. Im acha balayla rishona besukkah, below kavanazu. If I didn't know matz al shumma, I'm not Yotze. I should did another kizayis with kavana. Al kavanim yizor kol echa lo lami to lasaper labanav. And that's why everybody should tell his family on the first night of sukkis. Ulebnei beso balayla rishona kavanaz mitzvah sukkah. Kimoshe tzorach lo lami lem tama mitzvah lo pesach. It's not only for the Leila Seder. The first night of Sukkot also. Everybody, we should go around. And then he quotes, and even though the Ran, by Sibur Yitzias Mitzrayim, says, it doesn't really mean Lo Yasi Dechavaso. Right, it means Lechadchila. But Sukkot is different, because Sukkot says it in the Pasuk, says the Aruch Laner, says the Bikur Yaakov, and he says, this is very, very serious, and we should take it very seriously. Again, the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Brura, all say, it's a Lechadchila, but it is something that we should take very seriously. And the question is, okay, we have to take the kavana seriously. So what's the kavana? What are we supposed to tell our families? What are we supposed to think about when we sit in those walls? When we sit between those strings? Whatever our sukkah looks like. What are we supposed to think about? What is so crucial? And before we get to that, just one other question along the way. It's interesting that we daven and we beseech Hashem in benching, the end of benching, Harachaman hu yakim lanu asukas dovet hanofalas. Please raise back up and rebuild the fallen sukkah of David. We call the Beis HaMikdash the sukkah's David. Why do we call the Beis HaMikdash a sukkah? A sukkah is, we paskin, diras arai, a temporary, shaky, not sturdy structure. That's what a sukkah has to be. We paskin. Can't be 20 amos high, right? And yet, the Beis HaMikdash, yes, it was destroyed, but we think of the Beis HaMikdash as kavua, as Hashem's eternal home. There's going to be a Bayis Shlishi. And that's what we're calling a sukkah. Isn't it unusual? We call the Mishkan, the Mikdash, a sukkah. So why is that? Is there a deeper idea about the mitzvah of sukkah that tells us something, that reflects something about the Beis HaMikdash? So let's go back to the source. So the Gemara tells us in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Yud Aleph, which is the basis for what the Torah said before, Machlokas Tanaim. The pasuk that we read at the beginning, Ki Basukos Hoshavti is Bnei Yisrael, Hashem placed us in Sukkos. What does that mean? What does that mean that Hashem placed us in Sukkos? Says Rabbi Eliezer, Anenei HaKavod. As we described in the Torah quoted before, clouds of glory. Hashem placed us in clouds of glory, Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And that's what we have to think about. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Sukkos Mamish Asulahem. Rabbi Akiva says, no. Huts. Physical, man-made huts is what the Torah means. Sukkos Mamish Asulahem. So it's a machlokes tanoim. What was the kavanah of the Torah? This kavanah that the Bach says is so crucial. And the Bikur Yaakov says is ma'akev. It's so important. So let's talk about it. Let's talk about each of the shitos. What are each of the shitos telling us? What can we learn from each of the shitos? As we will see, we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Kiv is also quoted la halacha by some of the mefarshim. So let's analyze each one to try to glean some nuggets for our seudah sukkah. First, sukkas mamish. Sukkas mamish, the huts, the physical huts. The question is, what's the godless of huts? What are we supposed to think about? That we were in huts in the desert? No, how exciting is that? So we're in a hut now. That fits better to what we're in. We can't build a cloud. So we build a hut. and we were in a hut then. What's Rabbi Akiva telling us? It's such a challenging question to answer. The Lavush says this is exactly why Chazal Darshan like Rabbi Eliezer. Because what's the big deal if it's Sukkot Mamish? Says the Lavush, Reb Mordechai Yaffe, V'huk Shel Razal, My Rabuse, Shoshiva B'Sukkos. What would be the, says the Lavush, what exactly is so exciting about Sukkos Mamish? Says the Lavush in Tafresh Chafhei, this is exactly what bothered Chazal. My Nafkaminim, Yeshu B'Sukkos, Ova Olim, Sheik Baraleh Makosuv, Kol Kach, Letzavos, Mitzvah Sasukkah Lezecher. What is Rabbi Akiva so excited about? Rabbi Akiva is always the optimist. He's always has a great attitude. But Sukkos Mamish? What's so exciting? And that's why Rabbi Eliezer darshins it wasn't Sukkos Mamish. Shalo Sukkos Mamish ratzah kasev. El davar nisi haya. It was something miraculous. Shishgiach aleihem b'yitzias Mitzrayim va'aslam dvar neis. That's exactly why Chazal darshins it otherwise. One also might add, some other mafarshim say, it's from the Lashon of Basukos Hoshafti. It doesn't say Basukos Yashvu B'nei Yisrael. I think the Klal Yoker says that on the Pasuk. Ki Basukos Hoshafti is B'nei Yisrael. That also is Merames. Maybe it shouldn't be Anani HaKavit. But either way, let's talk about Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva doesn't accept that. So what is Rabbi Akiva telling us? This important kavana that we have to have on the first night of Sukkos. What exactly are we supposed to think about according to Rabbi Akiva? Says the Rashbam, the Pashtun. Says the Rashbam in Parshas Emor, as you might have guessed, who he would quote like. In source number 6, Pshuto kedivrei ha'omrim b'mesecha sukkah sukkah mamish. It's sukkah mamish. V'zetamo shel davar. And this is what is so important and crucial. Chag ha'sukkah tasa lecha ba'asbecha migarnecha miyikvecha ba'asbecha tzvo sa'aretz. When we're sitting there with everything, Laman Tizkaru, Kibasukos Oshafti is Pnei Yisrael by Midbar Arboim Shana, Belo Yishuv, Ubono Nachala. Yes, a hut is simple if you're in civilization. A hut is simple if you're protected from the elements. But a hut in the middle of the desert that millions of people lived in for 40 years, that's an ace. Yes, Sukkos Mamish. But think what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us through those Sukkos Mamish. Umitochach titnu hodah l'mishanasan lechem nachala ubateichem aleihem koltuv. And through remembering these hearts, we should remember what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us always. V'altomru b'lvavchem kochivosim yad yas aliyas achayel alzeh. Don't think it's me when we think about the 40 years. This is similar to what some Rishonim say, the beginning of Parshas Maaseh, why all the Masos are listed. So Rashi, Rambam, all the Mefarshim there that talk about why all the Masos had to be listed. But one of the Rishonim is that, so we remember exactly where we were. Don't think you were near civilized neighborhoods, food, and stores. You're in the middle of nowhere. You know exactly where you are. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of you. In those huts for 40 years. The Sefer Rokeach, also one of the Rishonim suggests, maybe it was the huts. You have to remember when we were surrounded by enemies. It wasn't just the desert. When we were conquering Sichon and Og, we didn't have walled cities. We were in shacks, huts. So Sukkos Mamish is also something to think about. Maybe to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there behind the huts, behind the natural, what we see on the outside. And maybe this idea also helps us to answer a question that the Rishonim ask in a totally different context. Totally different context. There is a big discussion, as we know, three places in Shas. Afhein hayu bo sohanes. Three mitzvos that are time-bound, that are zman grama, that women are obligated in. Gemara in Meseches Megillah, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, and in Meseches Psachim. Meseches Psachim, Dalet Kosos, Meseches Shabbos, spoken about, not in Rosh Hashanah, Meseches Shabbos, of Hanukkah Gemaras and Meseches Sukkah, it is not spoken about, but in Meseches Megillah it's spoken about when it comes to the Megillah. The Rishonim ask, what about Sukkah? Why only those three? The women were all also included in the Nes, and therefore they're obligated in these three mitzvahs of Dalet Kosos, Megillah, and Eres Hanukkah. What about Sukkah? What about Sukkah? That's Tosis's question. In Psachim and Arvei Psachim, v'hadam rina d'pturas mi Sukkah. Afagav dehen afenoi boso anes. Why? Ki basuko so shafti. They were also in the nes. And you want to connect it to women were the protagonists. It also relates to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and they were the ones b'schus lashem tzidkanios. Says Tosis, no simple answer. Afen ha, you cannot be chayiv a mitzvah d'oraisa. All three are mitzvahs d'rabanan. Dalakosos, Chanukah, and Purim. They're all mitzvahs d'rabanan. The Rabbanan could say, even though it's time bad, you're obligated. If the Torah says you putter, afen ha, bozo anes, can't say you're chayiv. Afen ha, you could only do that for a mitzvah d'rabanan. That's Tosis' yesod in Psachim Kuvchesim Abes. Hasam ba'ase d'oraisa. Avo barba kosos derabanan tiknu gamlanashim kivan shahayu boso hanes. That's one answer of Tosfos. But there's a second answer. There's a second answer of Tosfos found in the Maharami Rutenberg, one of the less known Rishonim, but he's known through his Talmidim. The Rush was his Talmud. The Tur was his grand Talmud. Again, we have to recognize the gavos of the Maharami Rutenberg, his Talmidim, the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and many others. Says the Maharami Rutenberg, discussing Lechem Mishnah. Lechem Mishnah, are women obligated in Lechem Mishnah? So the answer is yes. The question is why. So Rabbeinu Tam, quoted in various sources, says, Afenoi boso anes. Afenoi boso anes. And therefore, women were included in the mitzvah of the man, in the nase of the man, and therefore they have to have Lechem Mishnah. All Rishonim say the women are obligated. The question is why. The Ran and the Ramban and others say no. The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Chaf, Zachar v'shamar. Women are obligated in all the mitzvahs asay of Shabbos, the lo sasay of Shabbos, therefore they're obligated in all the mitzvahs asay. That includes not just Kiddush. The Gemara says, Nashem chayavos b'kiddush hayom. But it includes all the mitzvahs. Rabbeinu Tam says, Afan hayaboso anes. Says the Maharami Rutenberg, I don't think that's an acceptable pshat to explain that halacha. Afen ha'boso anes does not apply to Lechem Mishnah or to Sukkah. Why? So says the Maharami Rutenberg, turning over the page. Avo mikom makom, lo shayach haitam hash afen ha'boso anes, ela heicha da ha'mitzvah ba'a al hanes, she'ira li Yisrael shahayu b'sakana, v'nimletu. Afen ha'boso anes means there was an imminent danger. There was something about to happen, and Hashem saved us. Dalad Kosos. We were in Mitzrayim. If we would have stayed in Mitzrayim for another second, the Rambam describes, forget it. No more Yetzias Mitzrayim. We would not be recognizable anymore as the Zera Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and therefore no more Bris Ben Avasarim. We're not around anymore. It was a salvation that had to happen at that moment. Purim. Haman was going to kill us. Chanukah. We would have totally assimilated. That's where Afan Ha'Boso Anes applies, where there was an immediate salvation of a danger. The Mun, Sukkahs, what was the immediate danger? Afan Ha'Boso doesn't apply. That's the Maharami Rutenberg. What would Tosfos say back to that? Maybe Tosfos doesn't hold up the whole Yesod. No, Afan Ha'Boso applies even if there is no imminent danger. No. Maybe Tosfos agrees to that Yesod. Afen ha'boso anes only applies by a mitzvah that is a zecher to a nes that it was an imminent danger. But why did Tosfos have to give the answer of d'oraisa d'rabanan? Explains the Aruch Laner. There was an imminent danger. What, we think the man and the sukkis was not an imminent danger? Sukkis mamish. What, there was the scorpions and snakes and the elements of the desert that wasn't imminent danger every second? If Hashem wouldn't protect us, forget it. We wouldn't have survived a minute. So there was an imminent danger. And that's why Tosfos has to give the other answer. But again, that tells us, Sukkis Mamish Asulahem. Rabbi Akiva tells us Sukkis Mamish, but those Sukkis Mamish had miraculous backgrounds. Says the Aruch Laner there in Sukkot of Chavches, he says anonim, but we're applying it to Sukkah. So Rabbi Akiva holds Sukkah's mamish. And what are we supposed to remember? In our little huts that we had in the desert for 40 years, Hashem protected us. We built it. We helped out our salvation a little bit, as we have throughout history, a different topic. topic of a separate shiur. Every geula that ever happened to Am Yisrael required human initiative to help out that geula throughout history. But that's what happened here. Sukkos Mamish Asulahem. And that's Rabbi Akiva. Now let's go over to Rabbi Eliezer, who the Torah quotes that we hold like. Rabbi Eliezer, Ananei HaKavod. Ananei HaKavod. So here's a question that we've dealt with in other shiurim that the Ananei HaKavod that is based on the Gemara Maseches Tainus. The Gemara Tainus on Aftes tells us that there were three great biblical personalities that led Bnei Yisrael in the desert, as we know. Shlosha panasim tovim amdu li Yisrael. Ve'elohein, Moshe, Aaron, u'Miriam. Three great personalities. And kenega those three great personalities, Hashem gave us, b'schus each one of them, a gift. V'shalosh matanos tovos nitnu al yadam. There were three beautiful matanos that were given to us. Ve'elohein, Be'er, Anan, and the Man. The Be'er, Miriam, the Anan, that's Aaron HaKohen, and the Man, Moshe Rabbeinu. What's the connection between each one of these? Good kasha, not for now. What does the Be'er have to do with Miriam, Anan, Aaron, and Man, Moshe? The Be'er, but that's what the Gemara mentions. And the Gemara says when Miriam dies, there were two left. When Aaron died, when Moshe died, they all disappeared. The question that's asked by the Achronim, the Chida asked this question in the Birkei Yosef. The Mabit asked this in the Veis Elokim. Three amazing gifts, but a holiday for only one of them. Why does the Ananei HaKavod get a holiday? Of Sukkos. The Man doesn't get a holiday. Maybe it gets a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Lech HaMishnah. Right? The Be'er gets nothing. I say the Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos. The Be'er gets nothing. So ask the Mabit. V'roi losis tam b'makam zeh. Why is it? L'masha ra'inu shuk v'chag ha-sukkos remez l'Ananei HaKavod v'lohuk v'shum remez l'neis ha-be'er v'haman she'esmidu gamkin kol abayim shana. They were all there for all 40 years. Sho'ei b'midbar b'schus ha'achim ha-ro'im. What's the difference? What, one is a greater nace than the others? The efsher lomar, says the Mabit, a contemporary of the Beis Yosef. Ki gam shehabe'er v'haman hayu nisim afor samim le'en kol. Even though, yes, all three were amazing open miracles. V'smidu kol arbaim shana, and they lasted for 40 years. Kivan shehayadavar hechrachi she'i efsher b'li mitziusam klal. Basically, Hashem had to give us food and water. He took out a nation of millions of people to the desert. Well, what, is he not going to feed us? He's going to allow us to starve? He had to give us bread and water. So yes, he gave it to us in a miraculous way. But that's kind of like, quote unquote, his fault. He brought us to a desert. There was no water. There was no bread. So he has to figure out some way to give it to us. It was packaged nicely. It was fresh. But he had to give it to us. Ananei HaKavod, those were extra. That was icing. He could have figured out other ways, not that everything has to be flat, no potholes. He could have figured out other ways. That was not as muchrach as much. And that's why that shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. Aval Adonai HaKavod Shlohaya Kol Kach Hechrachi Kemoheim Ela Kedei Shelo Yu Bechorev Bayom Vekarach Balayla. It was protecting us. Hukvu Yimei HaChag Remez L'Inyanam. So we have a dafka, a holiday for that. Ki gam bedavar shlohaya hechrachi, kamachal umishta, asokei yisbarach nesu pele imam b'midbar. When there's something extra, sometimes children, obviously children have to say thank you and have tremendous hakara for everything the parents do. But sometimes, maybe children don't have the proper hakara of basic shopping, of milk and bread and food. What do you mean? This is basic. This is basic what a parent has to do. It's the extra stuff. The things that are above and beyond, oh, those I say thank you for. So again, it's not appropriate. We should say thank. But the holiday is for the Ananei HaKavod. The Ananei HaKavod, because that really shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. But it's not just that so general, that it was extra, and it shows Hashem's love for us. The Vilna Gaon pointed out, historically, the Ananei HaKavod represents a renewal and a reigniting of the relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael after Chayta Egel. Because let's go back for a moment to the question that the Torah asked in the beginning of the Shir. The Torah asked, if this was all the mitzvah of Sukkah is all about, the Yetzias Mitzrayim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu taking us out and protecting us in the desert, ask the Torah, so why don't we have Sukkis in Nisan along with Pesach, right after Pesach? So what did the Torah say? Well, it wouldn't be Nikar. It wouldn't be Nikar that it was L'shem Mitzvah, because in the springtime everybody's going out to the outside, and it's beautiful outside. But now it's in the world, it's becoming cooler. Halavai, it's become a little more cool, but it's becoming a little cooler, and it's not Nikar that people are building things outside. That's why it was done 6 months later. Says the Vilna Gaon, though, it wasn't Stam 6 months later. It just so happens to be 6 months exactly. Tesvav Nisan is Pesach and Tesvav Tishrei is Sukkis. It just happens to be 6 months. Says the Gruah, no, it's deeper. It's deeper. Because as we know, Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 120 days. Let's just do the dates. Right? He goes up. Maimon Har Sinai is the 6th day of Sivan. 7th day of Sivan, he goes up to Har Sinai. He comes down 40 days later. Shavuos Batamuz, and he breaks the Luchos. He goes back up. Time 2, on the 18th day of Tammuz, he comes back down 40 days later, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, to tell us we were forgiven. He goes back up on Rosh Chodesh Elul for the third time to go see if he could get another pair of luchos. 40 days later on Yom Kippur, he comes back down and says, you were forgiven. And then what? Mimacharas. Chazal tell us the next day, he starts announcing, okay, we're going to build a Mishkan. So he starts, we need a collection. And what happens? Baboker, baboker. For 2 days they collect. The 12th and the 13th. The 14th, they build the Mishkan. The 15th, the Anane HaKavod return that had left months earlier by Chet HaEgel. So the Anane HaKavod throughout the desert showed Hashem's love for us, because that was the extra, so to speak. But when did it start? It was the symbol to them. It was the symbol to the Jews in the Midbar and to us that Hashem wants a new slate. Hashem wants to start again. Hashem wants a totally wipe out the chet that we violated. That's the celebration post Yom Kippur. We feel the closeness, Betzila Dehemnusa. We realize that it's not just Yom Kippur. You think about it. What Sukkot is after Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, we already were forgiven. We already have a slicha. We still need Sukkos, because the Anani HaKavod represent the closeness that we feel with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not just, okay, I'm not going to punish you. Okay, there are no more sins on your record. But we want to feel the closeness that we had earlier. The total repair of the relationship. And that's what Sukkah is all about. So we have Rabbi Akiva, Sukkos Mamish, as we discussed. And we have Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, Anani HaKavod. And though we paskin like Rebbe Eliezer, like the Torah said, halachists, including the Chai Adam, quote both. Says the Chai Adam, Kasav vasukas teshu shivas yamim, l'man yedu darasechem, ki vasukas oshavti yisbnei Yisrael me'etz Mitzrayim, mitchila ksiv vasukas chaser. If you look in the first sukkah in the Torah, it spells it without the vav, chaser. V'kan basukos oshavti ksiv malei. It says male with a vav. Why? One's chaser, one's male. Ella horos beis mini sukkah sheyashu. The psukim are teaching us both sukkahs to think about. Echad sukkah shel anane akavod. One, the clouds of glory, those sukkahs. The echad sukkahs mamish. B'shosh et tzara la yaros b'melchem esichon v'og, like we saw before in the rokeach. So really, the Torah is alluding to both, and maybe there are messages that we have to think about both from Rabbi Eliezer and from Rabbi Akiva. Yes, we paskin like one in the Shulchan Aruch and the Tur, but Chai Adam quotes both. And then Itziv in the Hamak Davar also quotes both. We had Sukkos Mamish when we encamped. We had Anani HaKavod when we traveled. So again, we have to think about both the messages that we discussed about Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. And I think if we think about it on a deeper level, what are these ideas that we're supposed to think about? They complement, even though they're opposites of each other. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe what they're discussing and reflecting in their machlokes is a machlokes rishonim. that we've discussed in other contexts. Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam writes both in Mora Nevuchim, I gave it to you from his commentary in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Pirkei Avos on the Mishnah that discusses all the items that were created at Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashos. The last few things that gets into Maisa Bereishis. The donkey and the shamir and the pit by Korach. All the exciting miracles that happened in history. Says the Rambam on that Mishnah. Kfar zacharti lecha beperek shmini. Sheheim lo yaminu bechidesh haratzon eis achareis. Says the Rambam, there's never a change in God's plan during history. It's never that Hashem is going to change something. The Rambam writes elsewhere. That would be should reflect an imperfection in the world. If all of a sudden Hashem has to make water go up, or Hashem has to make the sun stop, that would reflect an imperfection. Hashem has to get involved and change something now. How can you say that? So the Rambam says, okay, the Rambam limits many miracles that happened. A lot of them were not really, they were dreams. But even the Rambam has to agree that certain miracles took place. But says the Rambam, all of those miracles were, we would use modern language, pre-programmed for Maisa Bereishis. Already the nature of water was to be, always flow downstream, but once in a while, to flow upstream. And the sun is supposed to go around, but it already was pre-programmed for Maisa Bereishis. That's what the Mishnah means, that all of these were in Maisa Bereishis. It wasn't that there was an earthquake all of a sudden, B'shas Korach. No, this is what the earth was supposed to do at that moment. It was already planned out from before. Shebereishis asiyas hadvarim, husam betivam. It was already, at the beginning of time, it was already put into their nature. Sheyaseh bohem, kol ma sheyaseh. Bein shehayadav asher yaseh tadir. Whether the program was going to be for most of the time, often, v'hu adavar hativi, what we call nature, u'bein shahaya li'itim rechokos, v'hu amofes. Or it was only going to happen once in a while, which is called a wonder, a nes. Lefichach, amar, and that's why the Mishnah says, shebiyom ashishi, husam ba'aretz shetishka b'karach v'adaso. On day 6 of Maisa Bereishis, it already said that thousands of years from now, that's going to happen to Korach. And the Be'er is going to be Motzi Mayim. Uba Aton, and the Aton is going to talk. V'chein Asher, and all of them. Why Dafka, these are listed? These are just examples. They're all examples. Why the ones in the Mishnah listed? They're not all. So the Rambam says, those were put in at the end of Bein Hashmashos. Okay. But that's the Rambam. So if you think about it, according to the Rambam, there's really no such thing as the miraculous. The miraculous is just nature that we're not used to. Because the Rambam holds, everything has to have been programmed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally, and that shows God's perfection and hanhaga of the world. It's all teva, but sometimes there's teva that we're not used to. And the Ramban very famously says exactly the opposite in his worldview. There's no such thing, the Rambam says, as nes is all teva, says the Ramban exactly the opposite. The Ramban, in his commentary, the end of Parshas Bo, the Ramban says, not getting into the first part of the Ramban where he talks about why there are so many mitzvahs, zeich letzias Mitzrayim, in order to remember the most miraculous time of history. That's what the Ramban discusses before the part that I gave you. And then the Ramban says at the end, his biting words, Uminanisim, Hagadolim Amufursamim, through the major open miracles, Ademode Benisim Anistarim, then he will recognize the hidden miracles. Sheheim Yisod HaTorah Kula. This is the basis of the whole Torah. Sheein La'adam Chelek B'Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. A person doesn't have a Chelek in Torah Moshe. Ad Shenamin B'Chod Vareinu. Until we believe, always, that everything that happens to us, Kulam Nisim, Ein Bohem Teva, U'minhago Shel Olam. Bein B'Rabim, Bein B'Yachid. There's no Teva. It's all Nes. We're supposed to have Zeich L'Yetzias Mitzrayim and think about the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim in order so that we remember when there isn't a time of miraculous existence, we still remember Hashgacha. And we still remember that Hashem is in charge. And it looks like Teva, but it's really Nes. Both the Rambam and the Ramban blur the lines between Nes and Teva, but it's really opposite views in terms of their Hashgafas Olam. which reflect a lot more in the Ramban and Rambam world. But the Ramban says, really, everything is neis. Even Teva is neis, right? A tree growing is like Tchias HaMesim. Well, the Rambam says, no, it's all Teva. You have to know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is behind Teva. Sometimes there's Teva that you're not used to. But that's the Rambam and the Ramban. If we think about it, maybe that's exactly what Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer are discussing as well. And maybe those are both ideas that we're supposed to think about in the Sukkah. As we sit there in our four not sturdy walls, in our Dira Sarai, Rabbi Eliezer says, Anane Akavid. Anane Akavid, remember the miraculous. Everything is miraculous. You see these walls, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge of the miracles. And those miracles remind us that everything around us is the miraculous. And Rabbi Akiva says, Sukkos Mamish. Focus on Teva. And the Teva is Hashem's clothing. Hashem is behind it. There were Ananei HaKavod, maybe. Yes, there were. But Akiva's not going to argue on that principle. But what about this mitzvah of Sukkos? Sukkos Mamish Asolahem. You think of Teva. And you realize the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's perfection in the world. Why is the Beis HaMikdash called a Sukkah? Sukkos David HaNofales. There's no place in the universe which reflects in a more basic way this interface between the natural and the miraculous, where Teva and Nes is blurred. The Beis HaMikdash is made of raw materials. There's wood and silver and copper and bolts and locks. It's physically made up of raw materials. It's built. It took 7 years or so for Shlomo HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash. And yet, it's Hashem's abode. The infinite resides there. How could that be? It's totally miraculous. It's Teva and Nes coming together. That's the spot, Evan HaShasiyah, where the creation of the physical world started. It's all about Teva. That's where Teva started. Hashem created Teva from that spot. Created the physical world from that spot. And yet the destiny of that spot was the Hashras HaShchina. Was Akedas Yitzchak, which put into the Bria something intangible forevermore. So, if Sukkah is what, for us, is supposed to blur the lines, there's no better way to call the Beis HaMikdash and to characterize it as Sukkos David HaNofales. We even say three times a day in Modim, V'anisecha shebechol yom imanu, v'yam nifla osecha v'tov osecha. What's the difference between nisecha and nifla osecha? Nisecha, if you look in the Eitz Yosef, one of the classic commentaries in the Otzer HaTfilas, al nisecha, those are the nisim hanirim, the obvious miracles. Nifla osecha, they're mufla, they're hidden from us. We have to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu in both the nisecha, shebechol yom imanu, and the nifla osecha, shebechol es, ubechol yom, kara la'isha yisraeli, nisim rabim, ve'ein margish. We don't know most of the miracles that happen to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu protects us. We don't understand it, but we recognize it and we have to know it. So sitting outside in our sukkahs, when the Bach tells us that we have to have the right kavana, because the Torah says, L'man yidu doroseichem, ki vasukos hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael. We have to remember Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Eliezer. We have to remember Neis and Teva and Sukkos Mamish and Ananei HaKavod. And we have to remember the Beis HaMikdash. And we have to remember our sukkah. Yehi Ratzon that we feel the Tzila Dehemnusa. We feel the Ananei HaKavod through feeling the Sukkos Mamish, and look at our Sukkos Mamish, and think about the Ananei HaKavod that Hashem puts around us each and every day of our lives. Yehi Ratzon that the Gemara that says in Masechta Sukkah that all Jews could fit into one sukkah, so to speak. Yehi Ratzon that should happen very soon. We should all be zocha to be in Sukkos David HaNofales. I will try to give a shiur, Be'ez Hashem, on Sukkos. Maybe Parsha Zos HaBracha will do. Maybe we'll do Zos HaBracha.